impact. Raise the mask from your mind and try to see the positive side. Things ain't only be batters, make them think they still know what's coming. Things that wouldn't make a grown man cry. Happen right in front of your eyes. With the friend of life and survival thing to end. Your own life is something that it shouldn't take. So bad decisions that you make before you decide to take those pills and pull that trigger.
Look around! Happy Friday.
Happy Friday it is.
Well, actually, it's also a happy Monday.
To some of us.
Today, yep. Okay, well, for those of you listening, tuning in right now, Radio Free Brooklyn, Psychosocial Radio, you are hearing this show on Friday, 30th of November. But Edward and I are here. We're actually doing a pre-record on Monday, the 26th of November, because stuff comes up and we're not always available, but we're very, very grateful for Tom. Thank you, Tom. Again, Tom Tenney, executive producer, director, Radio Free Brooklyn, for getting us in the studio here and allowing us to pre-record for this week. Radio listeners, we will definitely be back live in the studio from next Friday, moving forward from a very long time from there.
Yeah, we're going to be on a regular schedule.
Yep.
Should be good.
Yep. So we hope by the time that you're hearing the show, everybody has had a good week. It's the end of the week for those of you listening right now.
Getting ready for the holidays.
Holiday seasons.
And that's the thing actually we wanted to talk to you about today is holidays. We just had Thanksgiving. We have Christmas coming up, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's, whatever you're celebrating. You know, that's all good. But the topic that we wanted to discuss today, as we're all aware, we're talking about mental health here and trying to be the best we can be. Sometimes, even though the holiday season is a very good time of the year, and we have all them clamped up in one shot in 1 month or so, but it can bring a lot of stress too. It can definitely bring a lot of stress. For some, it's running around, doing last-minute shopping, last-minute gifts, and try not to forget to call your relative, your friend, your brother, sister, parent, whoever you're calling. And it's important not to sort of get lost in this hustle and bustle time and really try to take a moment, really enjoy it for yourself. Really try to enjoy it for yourself.
Absolutely. We just had Thanksgiving, and you know, we hope all our radio listeners, everybody that tunes into Radio Free Brooklyn, we hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. You know, whether you celebrated with family and friends, we hope that it was special for you, and you know, just a little time to sit back, kick back, and relax. We hope you know, it was a good time for everybody. And yeah, as Edward just started talking about, you know, we have all the holidays coming at us full speed ahead, so we are definitely getting ready for that. And holidays certainly do bring about, you know, stress for people from time to time. There are definitely holiday related specific stressors that people experience.
And at the same time, like, people get together. This is the time for the families to get together. But at the same time, some people don't have families that they can go to, or even friends, and they may feel very sad and lonely, unfortunately. So for those that do have friends, and you may know or be aware that there's somebody out there who may not have a place to go to, give them a text, give them a call, give it a shout out, and as simple as just saying, hey, how are you doing? Happy holidays. That can mean a whole ton of world for that person to hear that somebody's out there is thinking about them, and they may not feel as lonely as they actually are.
Yep, that's what it is. You know, we that's what we want to talk about. You know, how do you, during this time of the year, you know, what do you do? You know, how do you actually like reach out to a person or to people just to, you know, check up on them, to say, hey, how you doing? Send them a quick message. It's so important. You know, we live in a time, in an era where, you know, everything is, you know, mediated, and social media, of course, has a lot to do with this. But sometimes, you know, a direct person-to-person outreach and contact goes such a long way.
And it makes everything just so more accessible. You know, text message, Facebook, Instagram, to send it takes a second. Do people still send postcards? Like,
handwritten notes?
Handwritten notes? I mean, I don't know. Do people do that? I think some people do. It's a cool thing, I guess.
It's actually a very cool thing. I've actually been noticing on some you know, social media platforms, they're kind of like turning back the hands of time a little bit. You know, it's like everything's available at our fingertips, and you know, that's really a, you know, really good thing. It's wonderful, right? But I'm actually noticing that some of these, like, you know, social media giants are kind of advocating to kind of like, hey, they're pushing out like campaigns to actually, like, you know, send out not only emails or, you know, campaigns to people or whatever, but to actually send out, like Edward just mentioned, postcards. And I'm like, wow, look at that.
Where do I get a postcard?
Yeah.
No, you can get it. You can get it. You know, there's such thing as post office. It still exists.
Yeah, and I guess it says something, right? I guess it kind of says that people still value, people still appreciate, people still even, you know, are thirsty for human-to-human, person-to-person contact.
Because it still makes it more personalized.
It matters, yeah.
I mean, something handwritten versus typed up, I think it still makes a difference.
It goes a very long way. It goes a very long way.
It really does.
And yeah, again, especially during the holiday seasons right now that we're in, you know, take a moment of your time just to, you know, to the person next to you, just to say, hey, what's up? How you doing? Or anything else that you want to express, you know? You'd be surprised sometimes to know, you know, what kind of an impact, positive, beneficial impact it could have on somebody else.
You may or may not know, but regardless, the impact is certainly there. Oh. People, we're social beings. We're social human beings that like to be liked and like to be, you know, be thought of. It's just in human nature. And it takes a second to really reach out to somebody.
Yep.
And just say happy holidays.
That's a universal truth.
Can mean the world to them.
Yep. All right. So while we ponder on that, let's just, as we always do here, mention the songs that we just heard here in our opening set. What do we start off with? We started off with a great old school band called Upfront. Many of our listeners, I think by this point, kind of know our style around here and definitely recognize a lot of these bands. But anyway, that first band was Upfront with a great song titled Decisions, followed by Instead with a old song called Be Someone. It's off their demo tape, actually. Some good West Coast straight edge hardcore there. Followed by Youth of Today with Positive Outlook. And then we heard after that Fast Break doing their title track called Fast Break. And that last song in that first set right there was District 9. Some fellas out of South Bronx, District 9, with a song called Think About It off the School Hard Knocks record. It's a great album by District 9. And I think that was it.
Yeah, a Mastodon playing in the background right now.
That's Mastodon in the background, yep.
Yeah, Oblivion. It's a great song.
What can you say about Mastodon, Edward? You know a lot about these guys.
Prog metal. They're awesome. Yeah. Yeah, that Mastodon of metal. That's just awesome, very diverse band. And what I really like about them is they don't really care. They don't try to categorize themselves into any metal, this and that. It's more about fans, what they trying to fit them into something. These guys just want to play music.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nothing wrong with that. Quite refreshing, actually.
Yeah.
Alrighty, radio listeners. By the way, I just want to take a moment here to also say, once again, you know, thank you to everybody that, you know, does listen to the show, Psychosocial Radio, on Radio Free Brooklyn, especially to our live listeners. Guys and gals, thank you so much for that. We hope that, you know, you're picking up, you know, a message of positivity here, something, you know, that could inspire you, something hopeful, something that you could just, you know, hang on to that kind of, you know, helps you get through your days and, you know, gives you a sense of purpose as well. You know, it's a bit of a lofty goal here, but you know, we're not shy to put, you know, lofty goals, you know, before ahead of us here. So
absolutely not.
Yep. All right. So we're gonna just get right back with the music here, okay? And we'll pick up in about 15 minutes from here. We hope you guys enjoy those next tracks. Definitely taking it back here. So here we go.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro!
Acá me confronté la cinta más de más rica. Me voy a otra lucha.
General communication is that you can listen on the go, on your run, in your car, etc. To download the apps, go to radioforbrooklyn.org/iPhone or radioforbrooklyn.org/Android. If you'd like to listen to RFB when you're in the front of your computer, please consider downloading our free mobile app for iPhone and Android, available in the App Store for your iPhone or the Google Play Store for Android.
All right.
We're back. Back for some more talking, some more holiday talking, holiday spirits, and keeping everybody up to date with how to feel good during the holidays and not to feel cold and gloomy when everybody's, you know, maybe having dinners, going shopping, and you may not be, I don't want to even say like you may not be the fortunate one, you just may not be doing this year round, which is totally fine. Nothing wrong with that. And we also talking about the importance of reaching out to somebody who you may have not spoken to in a while. And you may not know what they're up to. Just give a shout out. Email, text, phone call, postcard, mail card, whatever, any form of communication, just trying to reach out and say hi. And we really trying to stress out of how important it is for us to do that. Maybe we should, that should be like a thing. Let's do at least one person that you can say hi to that you haven't spoken to.
Once a day
during the season of holidays, because they may look at the text or whatever the way of communication you're sending them hello through, but for somebody it may make a day or even can make it their holiday. It's very important.
It's so true. You know, it is so true. We are social beings. You know, as we mentioned before, you know, we're born into a social web, an interrelated web. You know, we grow up in social contexts. You know, we so often get our sense of self, you know, in relation to other people, and then later on in relation to our own selves as well. But yeah, everything that we do, you know, so much of who we are, so much of who we become is really because of, you know, this interconnected, you know, relational matrix that we all live in. You know, we all live in. Even if, you know, even if you're out on your own on like some mountain or desert island, you know, Death Valley, and I've been to Death Valley on my own. You know, even out there, you can't get away from the influence of other people, whether they're personally right in front of you, or you know, just alive in your own mind. And, you know, that's generally a good thing, hopefully.
I mean, I've gotten, you know, text messages from somebody who I haven't spoken to in a while. And they're like, hey, how you been? And like, holy cow, like, I forgot you existed. And it makes you feel good. Just bottom line, it just makes you feel good. You don't have to go out and hang out all the time. And then you don't have to, you know, become best friends all over again or be buddy-buddy. But it's nice. Somebody you haven't heard from in a while, just reach out. It's good to reach out to people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know,
keep in contact. Networking.
Yep.
It's great.
Yeah. And shout out actually to one of my old friends, Travis. Travis in Texas. If you're listening, I hope you are. Actually, you know, Travis and I just hung out about 2 weeks ago, and I haven't seen Travis in, you know, almost over a decade. So Travis in Texas, big up to you. And it was great to hang out with you a few weekends ago, and great to catch up.
We have some interesting news for you guys. So in a couple of weeks, we will actually have our first live guest on the radio, Radio for Brooklyn. It's like a social radio, which is we are really stoked about. It's going to be great. We were really looking forward to meeting with this gentleman. Dmitry, you want to introduce who our first guest in the studio will be?
Absolutely. Radio listeners, you guys are going to definitely enjoy listening to this guy's voice as well. We are so happy, excited, stoked to have Mr. Philip Llanos with us on Friday, December 14th. All right, guys, mark your calendars now. Friday, December 14th. It's about 3 weeks away from now. Philip Llanos is... just a little bio about him here. He's a professor And he's also the director of the clinical training, clinical psychology training program at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York City, psychology department. And he is also the author of a book titled Written Off, Mental Health Stigma and the Loss of Human Potential. Such a great title. And I'll also mention, just in case you know, any of you guys recognize that name, Philip Llanos, he's also a contributing editor to Psychology Today online. Writes a lot of really cool articles about mental health and, you know, the stigma of mental health. And he's also a bit of a punk rocker.
There you go. I was just going to say that. That's a big end for us, at least, as well here. I mean, what a combination. We have the mental health that we talk about on a weekly, and the music that we play. So to find that combination of folks that are out there that are interested in the same message, in the same ideology, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. We are so excited to have Philip Llanos on. Again, guys, mark your calendars. Friday, December 14th on Radio Free Brooklyn with Psychosocial Radio. Mr. Philip Llanos is going to be here with us discussing his book, again, called Written Off, Mental Health Stigma and the Loss of Human Potential. He's got a great positive message that just totally coincides with our message here on Psychosocial Radio. So, you know, we're so glad.
We're going to be also open to live call-ins. And if you'll be interested in calling in, that'll be more than welcome. Our phone here is always 718-928-9732. We'll be certainly, you know, repeating it at the day of the show. But I'm sure it's going to be Q&A. And we just really
definitely
looking forward to meeting with him and discussing mental health, music, and just good old times. And he's going to be discussing his book.
Yeah, great. Yeah, it's going to be a great conversation. And again, reader listeners, if you guys are out there, you know, you don't have to be a professor. You don't have to, you know, have published a book, although it's great if you do, of course. If you want to be, you know, a guest on the show, live with us here in the studio with Radio Free Brooklyn, or even over the phone, you know, our only criteria is this. You have a positive message to share, and you want to get your message out there to as many people as possible. That's our only criteria, right,
yeah.
Edward?
Yep. No, for sure. Yep. I really hope that maybe you can touch up on talking about if you sent a text message to somebody and then you got reconnected with someone just like we're talking about. That'd be great to hear that what I would discuss here is actually being done out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would love to hear the feedback and if it does any
work. No doubt.
I'm
this
sure
is more
does,
than just
though,
talk.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. All right. Speaking of more than talk, let's just kind of
jump
talk
right
a bit
in,
about
yeah.
What did we just hear in that last set before we forget to like mention this. We heard old, well, not so old. I mean, this was a great New York City punk band. I don't know how we want to classify them. Band called Huasi Pongo with a track called Canción de Guerra, followed by fellow compatriots, Nausea, with a song called Blood and Circus. Two great old school New York City bands right there, Huasi Pongo and Nausea. Then after that, we heard Anti-Schism with Labels, Disrupt with No Values, Negative Effects with Nightstick Justice, Pandemonium with Pay for Shite. That's off the old Peace compilation. Came out like in the mid-1980s. Great compilation. Followed by Doom, doing a look at Tomorrow, cover of Discharge, and Enola Gay with I Believe in Mother Nature. And we have Yuppicide playing in the background with Scott Army. So yeah, that's pretty much it. That's what we heard. So, all right, guys, we're just going to jump right back into the music. Got about a good 15, 18 minutes left here. We hope you guys are enjoying the music. And, oh, yeah, Edward, how do people get in contact with us?
They can call us.
Yep. The call number to the studio here is, don't call right now because this is a pre-recorded show. The call number to the studio is 718-928-9732. Again, that's 718-928-9732. Okay. Definitely call that number from next Friday. Next Friday between the hours of 3 to 4 p.m. and you'll be able to speak with Edward and myself. Okay. Otherwise, you could always drop us a line. We're on the Radio Free Brooklyn website. Okay, or you could just drop us an email if you'd like. Any message, it's all good. My email is Xizmachi, that's XIZMATCHI at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org.
And I'm Edward at RadioFreeBrooklyn.org.
All right, guys.
All right, let's do some Russian punk. Purgian, negative люди.
That's coming up.
Positive люди, but let's do some.
Here we go.
Russian punk. We'll be right back.
Radio Free Brooklyn is proud to announce that we will be launching an after-school program for local teenagers in 2019 to learn media literacy through media making using a hands-on approach guided by local professionals. If you'd be interested in participating or donating to this program, please go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/afterschool. That's radiofreebrooklyn.org/afterschool. And remember, all donations are tax deductible. Guys, yeah, help out Radio Free Brooklyn. They do a lot of really good work here, you know, with the local communities here. And, you know, are really just doing a lot of good stuff out there, a lot of good programs and initiatives, especially for, you know, local youth, teenagers here. So it's always a good cause.
Gosh, I can't believe the hours. It's almost gone. It's time to fly. It's time really, really fly.
Yep. Especially when you're having fun.
Yeah. Listen, be the person around this time. Reach out to your friend. Say hello. You'll see how much difference it made.
Yeah, that's the message. That's the message for today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to do it today. By the end of the day, I will reach out to somebody to say what's up.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, on that same front, again, all our dear radio listeners, we hope you enjoyed this show. Definitely tune in for us next week and the week after.
Happy holidays to you, your
Happy
friends,
holidays.
Your families. Enjoy this time. Stressful. It could be stressful, but again, it's what you make out of it. And make it fun.
Happy holidays to all. You guys have a great rest of the week and the weekend.
Yeah,
and we will certainly catch up next Friday.
Till next time.
Shabbat shalom. We're going to take it out now with some token entry.
All right, this is our last song. Goes out to my friend Debbie from upstate, who I haven't seen in a long time. I'd like to thank everybody for coming down to the show. Walker Records for putting on the show. CBGB's for having